Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Book Marketing in 5 once again. This is Eunice from Savvy Bestsellers, and it's good to have you with us today. Today, we have a return visitor to Book Marketing in 5, and I'm so excited to have her. She's Sherry Wilkolaski, and Sherry brings to the table an effective fusion of marketing proficiency, best-selling accolades, and a background in journalism. So she knows just what it takes to take your book global. She's also the founder and president of Authors Boutique and PubSmart. So we do have someone with us who can share a whole lot with you authors about marketing your book. Sherry, it's so good to have you. Welcome back to the show and good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon to you, Eunice. I'm so happy to be back. I love your show.
Thank you. Sherry, I know you've been touring the world, so to speak. You went to the Frankfurt Book Fair, from what we were speaking about earlier.
Yes, I just returned. I spent almost 6 weeks in Europe. It's in France and England working with some authors, and one author in particular, a chef, Catherine Freylon. And then I ended my trip in Frankfurt, and I was at the Frankfurt Book Fair. And it was... Everyone always says, you know, I've been to Book Expo America and all of that, and, you know, that's in New York, and it's a huge event. But the Frankfurt Book Fair was just absolutely enormous. There were, you know, publishers and authors from around the world, and it was amazing. You know, they had 8 huge buildings, and you had to take a shuttle bus to get from one to the next, and just had a great time. You know, it's one of the things that really stood out to me at the book fair, which I think, you know, a lot of U.S. and probably U.K. authors could actually take note of, was that the promotion of authors and books when I was at the book fair, you know, it was using the author versus using the book to do the promotion. So they were, a lot of the international publishers were really focused on promoting the author and making them really the rock star. And then the book, you know, promoting their books was kind of secondary, which I thought was just, you know, it really is the foundation. I mean, when you're an author and you're marketing and promoting, I mean, you are part of the product. But I would definitely say that the international publishers, you know, they really focus on the author versus kind of what we see here in the U.S. You know, it's more, you know, promoting the book, and unless the author is big enough, you know, not really focusing on them. So that was my really big takeaway. You know, so, but yeah, it was fantastic.
Okay, great. So it's something that authors can begin to think about.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I think, you know, part of selling for an author, even if they've got one title, you know, they all like to sit behind their desk and be on their laptop writing their books. And, you know, writers love to write. But at the end of the day, to actually get out there and have a successfully selling book, the author has got to be a part of the process, and they, you know, they've got to be able to brand themselves. So I hope that, you know, authors out there will take note and really think about, you know, their platform and their presence and what it actually can do to help them get their work out to a larger audience.
And book fairs such as these can help them do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The Frankfurt Book Fair, you're probably looking at about, you know, maybe 25 to 30 some odd book fairs that are done internationally, you know, from Frankfurt to, you know, Book Expo America is done in the U.S. That's every May, and that's done in New York. And you've got now Beijing and London and all these other places. And it is a good opportunity, number one, for authors to try to sell their books internationally, so selling their international rights. So particularly if you're a self-published, independently published author, it's a great opportunity. One thing that I recommend is, you know, you don't actually have to be at the book fair. You can have your book represented at the book fair without the expense of, you know, flying across the globe to get there. One thing an author can do is actually use and this is a service that I offer through Combined Book, is actually having their book on display at the book fair. in the new title showcase. So it's an opportunity for the physical book to be there. If an author has only published an ebook, they have an opportunity to include their ebook, you know, in the display, and then it's also included in the online publication and catalog. So it's also available, you know, for promotion for actually up to 2 years after they do the event. So, and that's where other publishers are going to look to see what titles are out there, you know, whether it's a children's book publisher or, you know, maybe they're looking for, you know, paranormal thrillers or whatever that their niche is. They're going to the book fair to see what new content is out there. So if an author is serious about making it, they really should consider investing in getting their books to the book fairs so they have that representation. And, you know, it's a couple hundred dollars. You know, so you're not talking anything that's you know, so overwhelming, and it's certainly a lot less expensive than, you know, getting on a plane and and heading over to Frankfurt or London or wherever it might be.
That's right.
But it's definitely, you know, so yeah, I highly recommend it for authors.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that experience, Sherry. I know we went straight into the book fair, but please tell our audience, our authors, a little bit more about you. I know I mentioned about you. Best-selling accolades and your journalism. Please tell us a little bit of how you get to working with authors and your writing.
Yeah, well, I'm a best-selling author myself, and I kind of stumbled into that years ago, back in, 2003. And since then, I've worked with over 12,000 authors and publishers throughout my career, and I've got Authors Boutique and PubSmart, and, you know, I work with individual authors and help them to get their book marketed and promoted. And I also work with smaller publishing companies and work with them so that they can better streamline what they're doing overall with all of their authors to help them, succeed. And publishing is changing so drastically, so quickly. We're seeing this huge merge and blend of technology for print-on-demand and the traditional publishing houses, trying to get into the independent publishing space. So it's such an exciting and fascinating time to be, and I'm so just, you know, thrilled to be, you know, a part of it all. So I just love what I do.
Thank you. So now let's talk about book sales, Sherry. With your experience and you've been working with so many authors, how can an author increase their book sales?
Well, there's a couple ways, and people always say, people always want a guarantee, and I was actually talking with an author this morning, an attorney who's working on his book, and, you know, he said, what's the guarantee that I'm going to have, you know, see my sales increase? And at the end of the day, is there a magic formula? On one hand, I think there kind of is, and I think if the author is committed, if they're dedicated, upfront and early in the process, to make sure that they have created the best possible product possible. And that means having a professionally designed cover, having the book edited by a professional editor, not their next-door neighbor who's an English teacher, and no offense to the English teachers, but having it, you know, having a product at the end of the day that they can be proud of, that is something that people will want to read, and that's going to have a long shelf life, whether it's a virtual shelf life or it's actually on the, you know, the bookstore shelves. So that's a piece to the puzzle, and that it's such an important part of the book sales process, even before you get to the point of trying to sell the book. And then the other part of it is just making sure that an author is consistent, with their marketing, that they're out there. You know, another element is making sure you've got book reviews. So the more book reviews, people want to read books that their friends are reading. You know, there's a reason why Goodreads is so successful. It's because it's a community of readers who share with each other, who say, gosh, you know, if you like romance novels, you know, you're going to love this book. If you like thrillers, you're going to love this book. And when I was at the book fair, not only did it strike me that the authors or the publishers were promoting the authors, and I think that really at the end of the day is so critical. But what I also realized as I went from building to building to building was that, you know, eight huge, enormous buildings, and they were all full of books. And there was no limit to the books that were there, hundreds of thousands of titles. And authors you know, will always ask me, well, you know, I'm writing a book on, you know, gardening, and, you know, do you think it'll be successful? Well, if you like gardening, you probably have a whole bookshelf full of books on gardening. So, you know, people who like to read, they like to read, and they're always looking for more. So there's so much opportunity for authors to get out there and promote. So if they've got a great product, if they're out there, they're getting their book and their endorsements and their reviews, they've got their website, if it's professional, and if they're actually engaging with their audience and doing outreach, you know, radio interviews and doing PR and marketing, and if they're blogging, if they keep writing, if they truly are a writer, they will continue to keep writing. And the blend of having a good product with some solid reviews, and if they're continue to write and blog and they're doing PR, there is no way an author will not sell their book. And it doesn't have to be, you know, some crazy amount of time. Just so long as they're consistent and they're doing it on a regular basis, they will constantly see their sales rise over time. Absolutely.
Because someone out there would be in tune to the writing.
Absolutely. And people, I mean, think about it. You know, an author always, they kind of forget about, you know, how they are as an actual reader. You know, when they start writing a book, suddenly they become an author and they forget that they've ever read a book and how they might react to someone. You know, so if you're a fan of their, if you're a thriller writer and you happen to like, and you like Stephen King and John Grisham, or, you know, I'm sure that you've got stacks of their books, you know, on your bookshelf, but you know that once you picked up that first Stephen King novel, you're just tickled. You want to go to the next. You know, when's the next book coming out? Because you like the writing and you enjoy that author and you enjoy how that author tells a story. And, you know, so they need to keep writing, you know, and they will start to build an audience and they will have fans. And you know what? They shouldn't also be afraid for someone to say, you know what? I wasn't really tickled with your book. It wasn't my cup of tea. I didn't like it. But that's not a bad thing either. Because it gets people talking about it, and someone might say, you know, if you didn't like the book, well, I might like the book. And so, it also, the more writing an author does, the better writer they become, and their books will continue to get better and better. And that's just a given.
Okay, great. So you've touched on writing consistently. Looking at the cover,
yes.
Even before they write, looking at the cover, making sure that the cover is something that will draw their readers. Any other
mm-hmm.
key areas you want to touch on?
Well, I would say the other piece to the puzzle really is connecting with other authors. And, you know, as I said earlier when I used the example on the gardening book, or it could be romance novel or thriller or whatever, you know, connecting with other writers who work in your own space and in your own genre will help an author to better market and promote their work. Because if I read, Eunice, if I read your book and I was done with it, you know, and you're working on your next book, and I know you're working on your books, Eunice, so I'm looking forward to seeing those soon. But, you know, I'm going to want to read something else in that space. You know, I want more. I'm a reader. I want more information. And so, you know, if I'm done reading, you know, one writer's books, well, maybe they can refer me to somebody else. So it's great for authors to work with other authors to help cross-promote their own work.
Yeah, not be afraid.
Exactly. Because there's really nothing, they should be embracing other authors, other writers. It will help them to become better writers. Authors should be reviewing, they should be reading their competitive books. You know, they should be reading in their own space. If you write thrillers, you should be reading thrillers, and you should know who else is out there and you know, looking at the bestseller list and see what are people buying. You know, right now, what are people interested? What are they into? And that will help a writer with their own work. I say, you know, just embrace your other authors. It goes a long way.
I agree with that, too. What I also encourage authors to do is to look at the comments that people are giving on the other author's book, because that will also help you to know what your readers would be looking at.
Yes, exactly.
When it comes to online marketing, what do you think you think an author should pay careful attention to as they market their book online?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone's online. You know, people are buying from, you know, Amazon, and they might be buying from Barnes & Noble online, and we hope that they're going to, you know, going to indiebound.org and buying books off from their local independent bookstores. You know, but that's where people are looking for content, and people are, you know, if you're into, you know, we've got Halloween coming up, so people right now are probably looking for scary Halloween stories and books on, you know, on Salem and things like that, for example. And, you know, people are searching. They go to Google, they go to Bing, whatever search engine they're on, and they're searching for content. You know, they may not know what your book title name is. They may not know who you are as an author, but they're out there looking for content. And if an author is marketing their book properly online, people will be able, they should be able to find their website. They should be able to find an article that the author wrote about, you know, whatever, if they're doing guest blogs and things like that. And if they've got a website, you know, keeping their blog active so that the search engines, you know, recognize their website is a real website, it's active, and the more content you add to the website, the better it is long term. And that's the way people are going to be able to find you. So absolutely, authors need to be marketing online, but they also need to be offline. And, you know, people think, oh, well, I'm just going to do everything online. I've got an e-book. I'm not doing print. I'm just doing an e-book, and I'm just doing everything online. Well, that's all well and good, but you still need to take it offline because there's still people out there who are not on the computer. Maybe they don't read e-books. They like a good old-fashioned paperback. And that's where, you know, getting out and doing events, doing radio interviews, connecting and meeting with other writers at some local writing groups, you know, all those things combined together will help an author sell their book. And, of course, people are going to go to the web, you know, and that's probably where they're going to make their purchase. So absolutely they need to be online, but you still have to have that offline to support it.
Okay. Sounds good to me. And so the author has to be well-rounded and decide that they need to be in there for the long haul and to be consistent.
Absolutely. And a book... Exactly, and a book, you know, my book that came out in 2003, it's 10 years later, I'm still selling it. So it's also an investment. I mean, once you've written something, particularly with fiction, you know, if you've got a great book, that book could sell for hundreds of years. You know, it could keep on going. So it's definitely something that, you know, needs that ongoing process and. You know, at the end of the day, authors who give even just a little bit will see the return.
However, Sherry, I hear people saying that a book on its own doesn't sell, that you need to do other things with your book. Do you have any ideas on that?
You mean like speaking engagement, things like that?
Yes.
I would say, you know what, there's so many good books that have been written that are probably sitting in a writer's, you know, top desk drawer, and it's never been published, and so I always talk with authors about that, if someone doesn't know about your book, how do you know that that anyone's going to want to read it or like it? I mean, they need to know about it. It needs to come out of that desk drawer, and you've got to put it in front of somebody. And one of the ways that an author can do that is by offering up a sample. You know, you give them your first chapter, or pull out a chapter that's really exciting. If you've got a work of fiction, if you've got nonfiction, you know, pulling an excerpt out that's a really hot topic. And you don't give the whole book away, but you give away just a little bit, just a taste, just a little bit, so someone can actually say, oh, wow, this looks interesting. Yeah, okay, I'll go ahead and I'll buy the whole book. You can't just have the book. You do have to be out there. You have to be giving a piece of it. I mean, at the end of the day, it comes down to the content. So it comes down to that book. But you still need to be actively marketing and promoting. And, you know, for authors who, you know, maybe they don't want to do a book signing, will that kill their book sales? No. Are they missing out on opportunities to make more sales? Yes. So if you're not into, you know, doing a signing, then figure out another way. And maybe that's just going out and meeting with other authors and going to other writers' groups and doing guest blogging, you know, and getting out there and blogging on some other author websites and talking about your topic and, you know, what you write about.
Yeah. Taking the plunge, so to speak.
Exactly. And once I think, and many authors, once they get started, it's probably uncharted territory for many, and they're not quite sure how to guest blog or do these other marketing things that involve even just doing a radio interview, for example. It might be their first time, but I think the author just has to keep in mind that no one knows their story as well as they do. And if they come on your show, Eunice, and you're going to be talking to them about their book, about how do the story come alive, and tell me about this character. And at the end of the day, that's what they really know deep down. So that it's you know, they'll have fun with it. And
yes,
for fiction
yeah.
authors, I love to it always seems that they're the biggest challenge when it comes to, like, guest blogging or even blogging on their own website. And I love to tell fiction authors to get out there and have their characters from their books write in the voice of the characters and have them blogging and writing articles. And they can just have a lot of fun with it, and it's a really great way to connect with your audience, and it also helps to work on your writing at the same time.
Okay. Thank you for your great tip, Sherry. What are you,
well, you are
working
welcome.
On?
Thank you for having me.
I know there's the author part of you with all your best-selling accolades. And what are you working on right now? If you're a writer, I know you must be writing something.
Yeah. Well, I've got a lot of articles I need to write from all my travels. Book-wise, I'm working on my cookbook series, Cookies and Cocktails. So there's going to be the Thanksgiving edition will be coming out, and a new Christmas holiday book, so folks can go to cookiesandcocktails.com to learn more about that. And then I'm working on several books on publishing and marketing that will be coming out in early 2014. So I will keep you posted on that.
All right. I also know that you're looking for guest bloggers, are you, for your site?
I am always looking for guest bloggers. So if there's authors out there who are looking for a nice free way to promote their books, they should go to either authorsboutique.com or come to pubsmartauthor.com, and we're absolutely looking for guest bloggers. So we'll be happy to give you a guest post and link back to your website and promote your book and all that good stuff.
All right. Great, Sherry. I'd love to have a post from you sometime about that Frankfurt trip.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'd be happy to do that.
It'd be great to share with authors to have them realize that they need to go there and perhaps attend a few book fairs and promote their book. I'd be honored to have you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, then I will do that for you.
All right. Sherry, it's always a pleasure chatting with you. You've got so much to share. I want to wish you all the best. And thank you for coming on again on the show.
Thank you.
Have a great afternoon, and until we catch up again, it's good to talk to you.
Okay, take care. Okay, all right. All right.